Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Today looks like a nice day.
Yeah?
Hold on. The forecast was right in front of me. Then it went away. Now it's back. Just a mix of sun and clouds today. Upper 50s. So a nice fall day.
I fear I'm going to have to cut my lawn again today.
It might not be a bad idea to
do. I was looking at the weather yesterday and I was like, man, it's going to start raining. It's getting kind of, it's in like that weird, awkward phase of like being slightly too long right now.
Yeah.
And like, I know it's not going to grow anymore, but I also don't want it sitting there until like April.
But what you can do is put down some fertilizer and then mow it and then it's all set for the winter.
Oh, is that what you do? Like you do fertilizer first?
Yeah, you'll have a nice lush lawn for the spring.
Ooh, okay. I might have to do that. See, this is all new to me. This is all new to me. This is why I need you.
Would you like to know about the 2025 first snow?
My nana was chattering something in my ear about it last night, and I kind of tuned her out.
See, this is what I always come back to. We're always talking about the weather.
I know, but like, it's so relevant. Like,
it is.
It's not even like one of those things where it's like, there's just nothing else to talk about. Unfortunately, it's a huge part of our day.
So the first flakes, from what I'm seeing, could arrive by November 10th. That is Monday. So according to the official weather forecasters...
You're telling me less than a week?
Yeah.
You're telling me I got less than a week?
I don't think it's going to be, you know, 4 inches of snow. I think it's just going to be some flakes, some flurries flying around.
I'm not ready for those. Not ready for flakes, flurries, snowstorm, none of it.
And it's not even that it's going to happen. It's just that...
It might.
The forecast is ripe for the first flakes of the season.
It is getting to be that time.
It is.
I suppose.
How about Taylor Swift? The fate of Ophelia. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Q104. Taylor Swift. I was just reading this morning that she has increased her security.
Probably Taylor a Swift. Good thing.
$8 million a year is now what she's spending on just security. That's her security budget. $8 million.
So I'm assuming she at least has one person with her at all times.
Two.
Okay.
Two new experts were hired to ensure that she is kept safe at all times. Actually, yeah, I guess that's... I would like to know more about this. Like, how many people are actually surrounding her at one time?
I've always wondered this. Like, because we see celebrities... Like, we see paparazzi photos of her, like, out... At dinner in New York and LA and all these places. And I always just have to wonder, like, when they go run errands like that, like when they're grabbing dinner or coffee, like, how far behind them are the security detail?
And how many go with her every single time? Is it two people? Is it more than that?
And what are they doing? Are they like at a separate table, just like having their own little chit chat? Like what's, or are they just like hovering? I wonder.
Does she have an advanced team that needs to go into places and scout things out?
Ooh.
I mean, this is like the Secret Service.
I mean, really, she is. She's a billionaire. She's literally a billionaire. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then you read about, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, that somebody jumped the fence at Travis's house.
Oh, I did not see that.
Oh, no, we talked about it.
I thought we did.
Maybe we didn't. It was during a Chiefs game and someone.
Oh, we did. We did. Yeah, I remember that during the game and somebody broke into his house.
Yeah. So that's probably one of the reasons why they're increasing their security right now. Because it's not just Taylor. I mean, if Taylor is with Travis, I would assume that they have to watch both.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're a package deal now.
All right. This morning on our show, 1 hour from right now, a little less than 1 hour from right now, we will have the Maroon 5 montage. So we played it for the first time yesterday, right around 7:05. Kelly played the montage yesterday on her show.
I don't think anybody got it.
Nobody got it on Kelly's show. So we'll play the montage again for you this morning. There are 10 Maroon 5 songs mashed together. If you can correctly guess the order of those songs, you'll have a chance to win 2 tickets to see Maroon 5 at Rocket Arena November 24th and win their entire catalog on vinyl. So that's coming up this morning. We have good vibes on the way, the group chat, Alyssa's College of Knowledge, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. What if this show hits number one? What if we finally get out of the basement, move our way up the ranks, and we hit number one? You want to get matching tattoos then?
Is that what it's going to take for you?
Matching Q104 tattoos. Yeah, I think that would be a good way to commemorate it, if that ever happens.
I mean, I would get them right now with us at ninth place. That's fine. I don't need much of a reason.
I'm not getting a tattoo in ninth place.
Hey, that might up the morale a little bit. You never know.
Is the morale bad?
No.
I'm still having fun around here. When we hit number one, let's get them. We'll do it right. We'll do it live on the air. We'll bring in 2 tattoo artists.
Oh, I wonder if we can get our boss in on it. You think Chase would do it?
I don't know. No,
that'd be funny.
Probably not. He probably wouldn't be able to do that.
I think that should be our next step, is to try to get Chase in on it.
Well, our boss is not just in charge of us. He can't play favorites.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, put him in a position so he would have to pick a favorite.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Last night on The Tonight Show with Fallon, the big announcement. People Magazine's Sexiest Man of the Year for 2025. And I've never heard of the guy.
I haven't either, but he's pretty good looking, so.
Here was the announcement last night, and I'm glad that Fallon listed some of his resume, because otherwise I had to Google him.
You might be familiar with his slutty little glasses. He had a fantastic year starring in not one, but 2 giant blockbusters, Jurassic World Rebirth and Wicked. The sequel, Wicked for Good, comes out November 21st. Here he is. People's sexiest man alive, Jonathan Bailey!
Jonathan Bailey. Never heard of him.
Let's go, Jonathan.
I've never seen him in anything.
I did see him in Wicked, but I don't really remember his character. His role wasn't particularly a big role. Glinda and Elphaba really stole the show, so I don't really remember much of him, but...
Bridgerton was a big show, right? Or is a big show?
Oh, yeah. Is he on there?
According to this.
Oh, okay.
All right, good for him.
Yeah, good for him. I'm happy for Mr. Jonathan Bailey. I know, I saw that like right when I opened my eyes this morning. I was like, who? Okay, he's cute. Sure.
He's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
Good vibes are on the way this morning. 216-474-0104. If you have a good vibe you want to share with us, please do so. That time is coming up. Let's go to Shaker Heights. We haven't gone to Shaker Heights in a while for a good vibe. Carol, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Okay, so I never went to college. It was always a big regret of mine. And I'm now almost 50, and I actually signed up for online college courses starting in January.
Oh, my gosh.
It brings me so much joy. I'm just going to go for it. I know I'm going to be the oldest one, even like older than the teachers and the professors, but I have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
But my hope is to transfer to like a university, and I'm going to get my college degree.
All right, Carol, let's start with this. What course are you taking first? What's your first college course?
Just a general study, English.
Okay. So it's an online course, but does that mean like it's Zoomed? So there's other students in the Zoom and the professor?
I don't know how it's going to be. So
she hasn't started yet.
Okay. Because
I'm just excited.
All of this is very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid that the online experience isn't going to be like the real thing, like what you're looking for.
Right.
Well, that's why she wants to transfer in.
Yeah. Carol needs to actually transfer to the university. You need to live in a dorm for the first two semesters.
No, we're getting a little, getting a little crazy.
The fact that I just signed up, I'm just proud I've done that.
Yeah.
But I think you need to have the full college experience, Carol.
You think Carol should be out here like trying to sneak alcohol into the dorms?
Yeah, right. Or go into my sorority.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to sneak the alcohol.
I will do that next year. How's that?
She can buy all the alcohol legally.
Still doesn't mean you can have it in the dorm.
That's true, but yeah. she'd be the most popular student in the dorm, you think?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Carol, I remember there being some like older students in my classes, like in their 40s, 50s, and beyond. And I remember it being the coolest thing. Like, we always really enjoyed talking to the older students in our class just because their life experiences went so beyond anything we could even comprehend. So I think it's going to be a very cool experience for you.
I'm really proud of myself that I did it. I'm
proud of you too. That's scary, but you're going to rock it.
Thanks. Come to my graduation in 10 years.
Good for you, Carol. Please do keep in touch with us. Let us know how your college experience is going.
I will, for absolutely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Absolutely.
Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Let's get into the group chat. So why would you use the group chat? A lot of times you would use the group chat, what, to vent to your besties?
To ask for advice.
Exactly. Advice. That's a big one. And that's kind of why Megan has come to us, I think. I think this she's looking for some advice here. Megan, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. How can we help you in the group chat today?
Okay, so I am coming off maternity leave, and I'm going back to work soon. So bummer on that. But I need to decide on a babysitter, and I found someone who I really like. Her interview was great and everything, but when I offered the job, she got back to me with her salary requirements, and I was just completely caught off guard and pretty thrown off.
Ooh, how bad was it? I don't know anything about childcare costs.
Apparently, neither do I.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, she texted me to say that for ongoing care, and I would need her for at least 4 days a week. But she said that her rate starts at $30 an hour, and that is to cover prep and travel time each day. She said that she came up with this fee considering I live more than 3 miles away and I need less than 8 hours of support a day.
Okay.
How long do you need her to be there every day?
So I only need her for like 4 or 5 hours each day.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm trying to understand. So it's like a formula? Since you need her less than 8 hours a day, I'm assuming that she uses this formula to compensate for only working 4 or 5 hours.
Probably.
Instead of 8 or 9.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming she won't be able to fit in another kiddo to be able to watch that day. So I do get that.
Okay. So $30 an hour. You need her for 4, let's say 5 hours a day.
Right.
I got to get out the calculator for this one.
Yeah, we are not the math show.
All right, so $30 an hour, 5 hours a day. Okay, so that's $150 a day. You said 4 times a week.
Right.
So $600 a week?
Oh, my God.
Is that what it would be? Is my math right?
I mean, yeah, I was calculating like roughly $500 if I only did the 4 hours a day. So like $2,000 a month.
Wow.
Wow. What is daycare these days?
Yeah, like Bill, what does this shape up to like from what you remember? Because your kids don't need this anymore, but
I want to say that when I had both kids in daycare, it was something like $1,200 for the both of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So this is a big increase.
Yeah, this is expensive. But then again, it's not a daycare. This is one-on-one attention from a babysitter in your home. So maybe that makes it more expensive.
Maybe we should open it up. Is this a normal price?
Right. Yeah, that's my question because this is my first baby and I just was bewildered by the cost. So
this might be totally normal and we just don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can't help you. We'll open this up for you.
I'm sure somebody can.
216-474-0104. Help out Megan. Is this a reasonable price for babysitting services? $30 an hour.
Roughly like $500-$600 a week, averaging about $2,000 a month.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104. The Q Morning Show. We are in the middle of the group chat. We were talking with Megan, who is coming off of maternity leave here very, very soon, and she's trying to set up childcare. She wants to take care of her baby once she goes back to work. That's the responsible thing to do.
Right. She's having a little bit of sticker shock, though, because she just got pricing for a one-on-one babysitter, kind of like an in-home nanny, and she wants $30 an hour, $500-ish a week, $2,000 a month.
She likes this in-house nanny. But Megan's wondering, is that too expensive? $30 an hour? Veronica in Eastlake, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is that too expensive?
That's way too expensive.
Okay.
I mean, my friend's nanny, she's up in Madison. She has pays $15 an hour, and her nanny drives from somewhere in Cuyahoga County to go.
What? Did you say 15, like 1.5?
1.5 an hour, and she's there for 6 hours. That was the nanny's rate.
Okay, so you're saying shop around a little bit.
Yeah, because there might be some better options.
Okay. Carol in Chesterland. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here? Is $30 an hour too expensive? Is that the going rate? Veronica was saying that sounded too expensive to her. What do you think?
I agree, too. Now, my granddaughter goes to a daycare. She's full-time, so 5 days a week. So if this is 4 days a week, at a daycare, they'll probably consider it full-time. But she pays, I think, $350 for the whole week, and that includes everything. And she can go for 8 hours, nine hours. So, you know, but if she was only going part-time, it would be like $70 a day. So even $70 a day is a lot cheaper than what this lady is, $30 an hour.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. I think that's way too expensive.
I mean, I remember, I don't have much experience here, but like I did like babysitting like as a teenager, and I remember the going rate for that was about like $20-$25 an hour. But that's only a couple hours. This is like in-home care.
Like, yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, like
the Friday night babysitter that you would have to watch your kid is different than the one that you would have in your house during the day.
Right. Yeah, this is kind of blowing my mind. Like seeing some of these texts come in, like childcare is just expensive no matter how you twist it.
Kathy in North Ridgeville, when you heard that Megan's babysitter was asking for $30 an hour, what was your thought?
I will say, I have a five-year-old. I put my son in daycare at 2, and it was about $350 a week. But it's very different doing one-on-one service compared to having a daycare where they're watching maybe 5 or 6 babies, and it's also very different on the age. If you're talking about a 3-month-old compared to a 3-year-old, the services that they need are very different. She could definitely shop around. 30 is probably on the very high end of things, but she's probably looking at $25 an hour if she's looking elsewhere, if she wants somebody in her home. Now, if she does a daycare, much, much cheaper.
Okay.
Now, are there any, like, maybe, because you had mentioned that you put your son in daycare, are there any maybe benefits to a daycare that she could consider?
I think, again, I feel like it's a little different for me in my opinion on it. Babies, I feel like, I would want more of that one-on-one care.
Mm.
But when they get to that 2-year-old stage, 2, 3, the socialization, they kind of do monkey see, monkey do, you know, with doing chores or just sitting at a table. You know, they pick up a lot of social skills and they have that learning element at daycares as well. But, you know, they have that same one-on-one for nannies, but you're going to pay for it.
The socialization, absolutely 100% important. I was so amazed at my kids were learning. The daycare workers that watched Will and Drew in their formative years did amazing things with them.
I mean, just drop them off and pick them up and they're a whole different kid.
It was almost like I had just a group of other women just raising my child because they were just learning so many incredible things and coming home. I mean, they learned their letters, they learned their numbers, they learned their colors.
Well,
and I had nothing to do with that. Those were the daycare workers.
Not all heroes wear capes, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's at least something to consider. It's not a permanent thing. This is really expensive for one-on-one care, but it might not have to be for like a super long time. We might be looking at like a year and a half, 2 years, and then consider another option.
All right, Megan, hopefully that information has helped you a little bit. Thank you for being on the group chat. 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Jason in Brook Park is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for playing. You know the rules. Whoever gets the most questions right out of these 5 trivia questions will win the game. Unfortunately, if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Jason, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Question 1. What letter in the alphabet is the only letter that is not contained in the name of a U.S. state?
Oh, man. Is it... Oh, gosh. Q?
Question 2. The character Black Widow in the Marvel Universe was portrayed by what actress?
Scarlett Johansson.
Question three. This 2001 movie follows a group of state troopers in Vermont who love pranks and messing with drivers.
Super Troopers, right meow.
Question four. A song from the 70s. Can you finish the lyrics? See that girl, watch that scene, digging.
She's a dancing queen?
Final question. What do you call a group of owls?
Oh, a hoot?
Let's get Alyssa back into the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Jason, you did very well.
Oh, really? I didn't think I got a few of those.
You got four correct out of the five.
Oh, wow.
The only question that tripped you up was the last question, but we'll get to that in a second. Alyssa is here. Alyssa, meet Jason in Brook Park.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
I hear this went pretty well for you.
Yeah.
Alyssa, out of these five questions, you need four of them correct. Let's get into it. Question one. What letter in the alphabet is the only letter that is not contained in the name of a U.S. state?
X.
Sorry, it's Q.
Okay, so there's my one question I can't miss.
Apologies to the state of Texas.
Oh my gosh. I kind of forgot about it.
And New Mexico.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Question two. The character Black Widow in the Marvel Universe was portrayed by what actress?
Was that Jennifer Lawrence?
Sorry, that was Scarlett Johansson.
Another one of these mornings for me, I see.
Question three. This 2001 movie follows a group of state troopers in Vermont who love pranks and messing with drivers.
I don't know.
You did not see that movie?
No.
It's very funny.
Tell her the name, Jason.
Super Troopers.
Oh, okay. Yes, it was like on the tip of my tongue. I just couldn't think of it. I've never seen it.
We're only going through the rest of these questions because we have to at this point.
Just for fun.
A song from the 70s. Can you finish the lyrics?
Probably not.
See that girl, watch that scene, digging.
The dancing queen.
All right.
There we go. I got one.
We found our wheelhouse. 70s disco. Final question. What do you call a group of owls?
A howl.
Jason said hoot.
Yeah, I have no clue.
I don't know
that
either.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's a parliament.
Interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a parliament of owls.
That's so very sophisticated.
What? Yeah, like the government.
Final score today. Jason, 4. Alyssa, 1.
Whew.
Jason wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Whooped my butt.
Wow, those were very tough questions, though.
Okay.
Especially if you haven't seen the movie.
Thank you for making me feel better, Jason. You don't have to. You don't have to.
And they weren't that difficult of questions either.
Not for him.
All right, Jason, you get the diploma. You get the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and the OAR tickets. Hang on. We're going to set you all up here, okay?
Okay, sounds good. My name is Jason, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. Thank you so much for being here this morning. So there's a group called The Feels. They have chapters in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Philadelphia, D.C. I don't think there's a Cleveland chapter. But here's what they do. They gather for 3 hours and they do meditation and they do eye contact, practice eye contact, reflective prompts, and then they have long, quiet embraces.
For 3 hours?
For 3 hours. It's a three-hour event.
Okay. I was thinking that like they were going around hugging strangers, spreading joy, but this is like a whole like meditation experience.
Yes, and if you want to attend this, $200.
Well, what? Wait. Yeah. Oh, I thought it would be like a meetup like at Edgewater Park kind of thing.
Well, if we had a Cleveland chapter of The Feels, maybe they would meet at Edgewater Park. But you got to pay $200 if you want to be a part of it. So it's kind of like a lot of these these groups where it's not necessarily like a dating group. So that's not the goal.
Like a meetup.
Right. But they say that they want to build emotional openness and have you relearn how to connect without using dating apps.
Interesting.
But it will cost you $200 to be a part of it.
Per time you go?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 200. Maybe it's a...
I don't know if it's a membership. Like,
yeah. Now I got to go to the website and see if it's like a monthly membership or...
I do think that it's funny that you see this, like a hug club, because a couple weeks ago, I saw something else that I was like, oh, this sounds fun. A scream club. There's these scream clubs popping up all over the place where people just get together, strangers, and they just scream.
Do we have a Cleveland chapter of
no,
one of those?
I checked, but I would love to start one. That's free.
There's a huge hole in the market here for so many things.
Just scream into the void. They actually did hold one event, I remember, last year at Edgewater Pier, where it was like, just scream into the void, and people showed up. So there might be something there.
The thing is, with you, if you really need a hug, like if you need some human contact and a hug... If you just run into Alyssa will hug you for free.
I got you.
Like, she has no problem hugging strangers.
Even if you don't want a hug, like, there's a chance I may give you a hug. I'm a hugger. I'm sorry.
The Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
104. Huntrix and Golden. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Nice to have you with us. So last night it was announced People's 2025 Sexiest Man of the Year. And that is Jonathan Bailey. And if you're like, I've never heard of Jonathan Bailey, that's okay. We haven't either.
Yeah.
But then again, if you are a fan of the TV show Bridgerton, you probably know who he is right away. He was in the Jurassic Park movie. He was in...
The New Wicked.
He's going to be in the New Wicked, or he was in the last Wicked?
He was in the last one for like a split second. Not a big character, so you might have missed him.
So Jonathan Bailey is the sexiest man. People have been doing this since 1985.
Wow. Who was the first one, does it say?
Yes, I can tell you. The sexiest man in 1985, Mel Gibson.
Okay. All right.
And he's had an interesting career since then.
Yeah, he's had a lot going on since then.
In 1986, Mark Harmon. You may know him from NCIS. I think he's NCIS.
Yeah, and he's the stepdad in Freaky Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Harry Hamlin in 87. John F. Kennedy Jr. in 1988.
Okay.
Tom Cruise in 1990.
Oh, there you go, Bill. I know you love him.
Love me some Tom Cruise. This is what I thought we could get into. Your first celebrity crush. And I mean, it could be, you know, just the first celebrity that you became attracted to. Your first crush, the furthest you can go back. Because we've all had many, many crushes over the years. I'm talking about your first crush.
Like your first celebrity crush ever. Like you saw the celebrity, even if you were a little kiddo and you were like, ooh.
It can't be a cartoon, though.
Okay, no cartoon. I don't want to hear anybody calling up with Lola Bunny. Okay, we get it. She was hot. We get it.
Because I think my first crush was probably Daphne on Scooby-Doo.
Mm. That's a good choice.
It wasn't Daphne. I'm not going to tell you mine right now. Mine's going to date me for sure, but I mean, I can't help it.
You're going to laugh at mine.
I am?
Yeah, you're going to laugh really hard at mine.
You're not going to know mine.
Well, I'm going to look it up because I have this wonderful thing called Google.
Well, that's good because she's in the news today.
Oh.
216-474-0104. Tell us your first celebrity crush that you can remember. Maybe you had some posters on your wall. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104. Who is your first celebrity crush? The first one you can remember. Because we've all had crushes over the years. And, you know, you might have had multiple celebrity crushes over the years. But the first one that you can absolutely remember. And I'm going to tell you right now, as we go down the list here, at least two of these, I've never heard of these people. So let's start with Lisa in Brecksville. Lisa, who was your first celebrity crush?
Bobby Sherman.
Okay, let's see. Bobby Sherman.
Yes.
Who is that?
He was on a program called Here Come the Brides.
Uh-huh.
There was about three lumberjacks and a lumber camp. And then there was a girls' school right beside it. I was too young to really get the whole girl thing. And there was always these romances between the lumberjacks and the girls. And Bobby Sherman loved Candy Pruitt, and we always wanted them to get together, and that's kind of what the show was about. It was on every Friday night at 8 o'clock, and every day I'd wait all week for Bobby Sherman to come back on
because
I thought he was absolutely hot.
You know, I don't know who this man is, but looking at this picture, I can absolutely see how this was a heartthrob back then. The hair. Look at the hair.
I just Googled him, too. And I've got some really bad news for you, Lisa, if you haven't already heard.
Okay, let's not hit her with that. Come on.
Do you know this?
He passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Passed away in June.
Yeah.
In June. Oh, I did not know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me know.
Sorry to break that news to you. Well, I feel the same thing. I mean, I'm going to date myself with my celebrity crush. I'll just tell you right now.
Yeah, who is it?
It was Daisy Duke from the Dukes of
Hazzard. Okay, that's a good one.
The original, Catherine Bach.
Daisy Duke original.
Because every Friday night, my mom would make Jiffy Pop popcorn, and I'd watch The Incredible Hulk at 8 o'clock, and then Dukes of Hazzard would come on at 9 o'clock.
You want to know what's kind of crazy? Just first glance. First glance, I'm like, I can see the similarities to your wife. She kind of looks a little bit like Paula.
Oh, you think that's where it all developed?
A little bit. That could explain some things.
Well, the thing is that I just saw it. She's in the hospital right now.
Because of
surgery complication.
Oh, no.
Sierra, can you make sure your radio is down, please? Sorry about that.
Oh, I got to tell you my celebrity crush, my first one.
All right. Let's talk to Sierra first. Sierra, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Ryan Scheckler.
Okay, that's another one I don't know. Who's Ryan Scheckler?
Stop it right now.
Who's he?
I'm pretty sure he was a skateboarder, but I used to get these magazines from, like, the, I don't even remember the magazine, but they were these teen magazines, and they used to have, like, posters of these, like, celebrities in them, and Ryan Scheckler was, like, a skateboarder, I'm pretty sure.
No, he was, and he actually, hilariously enough, Ryan Scheckler had very similar hair to the last man that we just looked up, Bobby Sherman. He had that nice, swoopy, like, flip it, like, out of your face hair. Oh, my God. Same. He was not my first crush, but I, too, was, like, I watched Life of Ryan, like, religiously.
Yes.
Well, right
and
now.
And I used to have his posters all over my bedroom.
Currently, he has almost no hair.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Oh, you didn't know that?
I'm looking like he's buzzing his hair these days.
It's buzzed.
And
And I also have some bad news for you.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, he's alive. Yeah, I follow him on Instagram still. Believe me, he's fine.
Kaylee in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Mine was John Stamos as Uncle Jesse on Full House. I was in love with him.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. A sexual awakening for, I think, a lot of us that got home from school and had Full House on.
Alyssa just made me uncomfortable when she said that about Uncle Jesse in Full House. So were you jealous of his girlfriend, the girl that worked at the TV station? Were you jealous of Becky?
Yeah, but on the show, I was also obsessed with the Olsen twins. At that time, I wanted to be like their triplet. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't like jealous. I thought, you know, I was kind of too young to be jealous, I guess, in that time.
All right. No, that makes sense. Well, Becky had, she got hers in the end.
Yeah, she did. She definitely got hers in the end. She's had a rough couple of years, so.
Let's see. Kelly in Newberry. Good morning. Kelly?
Sorry about that. Hi.
Hi. So who was your first celebrity crush?
Well, as a true 90s millennial, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, of course.
Oh, the ultimate. JTT. That's like the OG that had all of like the posters in the Tiger Beat magazines.
Yeah. And then you can't forget Ryder Strong.
I forgot
him. In Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World. Sean from Boy Meets World.
Oh, my God, Sean. Again, with the hair.
The hair.
It's
right?
always the hair. It's always the boys with the swoopy brunette hair.
Yep.
So would you cut out those pictures out of, would you say Tiger Beat, Teen Beat?
Tiger Beat magazine.
And you would cut them
out? Totally had those up. Yep.
Put them in your room? You would put them on your textbooks? Did you ever put them on your textbooks?
I did not, but I missed that opportunity. Definitely all in my room, though.
What about in your locker?
I had some in my locker. I made magnets. I didn't even take them out of the magazine.
Amazing.
I printed them off of my family's computer. Printed them and put magnets on the back in my locker.
Yeah, see, I was too old for that. We didn't even like have a computer, so.
Thank you, Kelly. We should do that next someday. The celebrity crush you had inside your locker.
Ooh.
Because that's a totally different crush right there.
That really is.
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, it's Q104. Just reading this morning where Taylor Swift has had to increase her security. And she's now paying $8 million a year on security. That's it. On security alone, $8 million.
That's a lot of money.
Which it's a lot of money in this economy, right?
She's also a billionaire, so I think she can afford it.
I have had to cut back on my security. Right. So
I just have an ADT sign in my yard just in hopes that it makes people like not try to get in. But there is no ADT. It's just kind of there as like a deterrent.
Yeah. I just try to bring my brother around wherever I go. And if I'm ever out in public, my brother's there. He keeps an eye on me and on things.
I would love to know how that works, though, like with Taylor Swift when she's going out to dinner and like drinks with Gigi Hadid and like Sophie Turner. Like,
do they get like a table?
That's
like
what I'm wondering.
And are they allowed to eat?
Because there's no way that the security detail are allowed in on all the hot gossip. There is no way.
There's got to be a way we can find that out.
I don't even need to know, like, the ins and outs of what it's like to be her security. I just want to know
Where do you sit at the restaurant?
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you play Candy Crush? Like, what do you do?
Exactly. No, I'd like to know, too, if we can maybe hook up an interview or something.
Yeah, if anybody knows an in for us to figure that out, let us know.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. We're going to play for OAR tickets coming up. Jonas Brothers tickets coming up after 9 this morning. Hey, it's Alana from Willoughby. Alana, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You versus Alyssa, going head-to-head. 5 trivia questions. Whoever answers the most correct will win, unless it's a tie. Then Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Alana?
I think so. Okay. Yes.
Question 1. In The Wizard of Oz, what is the scarecrow missing?
The brain.
Question 2. This Great Lake is the most shallow of all the Great Lakes.
Lake Erie.
Question 3. What was the name of the Fox TV drama where Kiefer Sutherland played Jack Bauer, the counterterrorism agent, always racing against the clock?
24.
Question 4. This actor has played Jim in The Office and Jack Ryan, CIA agent.
Oh gosh. Give me a second. What's the character on The Office again?
Jim. Going to need an answer in 3.
Oh God, I know this.
2.
He's married to Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name?
You remember that, but don't remember his name?
I know. I do know his name. It's just not coming to me right now. Oh, my gosh. John Krasinski.
Final question. You know the small plastic thing at the end of the shoelace to keep it from unraveling?
Yes.
What is that called?
It's a thingamajig.
Is that your final answer?
That's a fastener. I don't know. Yeah. Final answer. I don't know.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Alana, you did very, very well.
Thank you. I hope that one doesn't stay down. Oh, gosh.
All your answers count.
Okay.
And you went 4 for 5.
Awesome. Yay.
So, Alyssa, you need 4 of these correct to tie Alana. Meet Alana, by the way. Alana and Willoughby.
Good morning, Alana.
Good morning.
So let's get into this. Alyssa can only miss 1 question. Question 1. In The Wizard of Oz, what is the scarecrow missing?
His brain.
Question 2. This Great Lake is the most shallow of all the Great Lakes.
Is it Lake Erie?
Question 3. What was the name of the Fox TV drama where Kiefer Sutherland played Jack Bauer, the counterterrorism agent, always racing against the clock?
Is that NCIS?
Sorry, it's 24. Was the name of that show. So Alyssa needs these next 2 correct. Otherwise, it's an L. This actor has played Jim in The Office and Jack Ryan, CIA agent.
I can see his face. I see it right there, and I really only know him as Jim. I don't know. I don't know.
John Krasinski.
Should have just gone with a John and just seen where it took me.
Final question. You weren't going to get this question anyway.
You think?
You know the small plastic thing at the end of the shoelace to keep it from unraveling?
You're going to ask me what that is, aren't you?
What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not a clue. What is it?
I don't think anybody does. It's called an aglet.
An aglet. Well, I learned something new today.
Well, how about that?
Well, well, well.
Alyssa Rose has lost 2 times today. Both times. Alana is our latest winner. Alana, you have not only the OAR tickets, you have the official Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and the diploma.
Good game.
Good game, yes. My name is Alana, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.